The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Go ahead and give me some Frank. Yes. There you go. Things are getting pretty interesting in this neck of the woods. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. You know that song, of course. Talking about New York.
Start spreading the news.
Yep, plenty of news going on in New York.
I'm leaving today.
New York City and New York State.
I want to be
really,
part
at this point, I think.
New York.
For the most part.
New York.
New York is just indicative of what's going on in the rest of the country. You can talk about L.A. or California, but I don't think we have to venture too far beyond the confines of New York, both the state and the city, because there's all kinds of things going on there now.
New York,
going on with Frank Sinatra.
New York,
somebody's now calling Andrew Cuomo the love. Lord help us. All right, that's enough for Frank. I don't want to get sued by his family. So the love gov. Oh, golly. And then this is just, listen, this is, there's a way that seems right to man, and in the end it leads to destruction, right? We can all play this game. It's like a little kid that gets caught with the, you know, the cookie jar is empty and the cookie stuff is all over your face or the frosting or whatever. And mom and dad, one or the other comes up, whatever. And you're like, oh, I didn't eat anything. And I might have said this yesterday. Billy, you're the only one home for the last 6 hours. Nobody else came here. We don't have any dogs. We don't have any cats. We don't have any gerbils. We don't have any mice. We don't have Aunt Rose didn't visit from Texas. Blah, 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 blah. So there is literally nobody else left to blame except you, Billy. Well, somebody came into the house while I was in the bathroom. You know, just crazy stuff. So you heard, maybe you didn't, but this happened. So the Attorney General of the state of New York comes out earlier today. I video up of it on Facebook, which is where I do all my social media stuff. I don't do Twitter. I don't do Instagram. I mean, I look at Twitter, but like today, the police officer that was killed outside the Pentagon was like number 9 on Twitter. And so Twitter is just bizarro world. Okay. Don't ever think when you see tweets or when you hear quotes from tweets or Twitter in a news story that you're actually getting representation from Americana, because you are not. Okay. Only 20% of them adult Americans are even on Twitter. And of all the people on Twitter, the vast majority of the content is being distributed, sent around, and originating from about 8% of the people that use Twitter. All right. So it's just this strange little microcosm. It's kind of like Washington, D.C. So the AG comes out earlier today and just, you know, that's the deal. They found that he 160-page report released, and Attorney General Letitia James did her little press conference and found that he sexually harassed current and former staff members from 2013 to 2020 in violation of the law. She said this is a sad day for New York because independent investigators have concluded that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so broke the law, James said in a statement. Although, isn't it interesting? And of course, I think James probably would like to be the next governor. Isn't it interesting that why wouldn't they just come right out and then charge him with it? What's up with that? Because Democrats, generally the Democrat Party, they're excellent at groupthink and circling the wagons and taking care of one another, even while they're gutting one of their own fish. Which may or may not happen here with Cuomo. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what Chris has to say on CNN and his 562 viewers. But it's going to be interesting to watch this. And then Cuomo, this just shows you the depths. There's a Puritan writer that once said, "The seed of every sin exists in every heart. The seed of every sin exists in every human heart." Okay? So when you shake your finger, you wag your finger at Governor Cuomo, and talk about what an idiot he is, or how prideful he is, or how delusional he is, or how corrupt with his power he is. Just remember, the same seed that's in his head that's led him down this road is in yours and in your spirit, and it's in mine as well. Okay, so be very careful about that. A friend years ago once said to me, "Hey, Steve, always be suspicious of yourself." I've never forgotten. That's probably been 10 or 12 or 13 years ago. Always be suspicious of yourself. So you see Cuomo. So he comes out on the heels of all this. And I don't know who called him the love gov, but that's a little phrase that's out there now. This is for Fox News. Emphatically denied wrongdoing after the New York Attorney General's office released a report which found that he sexually harassed multiple women in violation of federal and state law. Cuomo delivered a video address Tuesday afternoon following the release of the report, which was based on the allegations of 11 women, nine of whom are current or former state employees. He declined to resign and claimed that the investigation was biased and political. Political. He's crying political foul, Andy Cuomo, of all people. First, I want you to know, this is what he said. I want you to know directly for me, you know, because he's credible, that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. Well, of course, here's the deal in the modern media world. That all depends on how you define inappropriately or, quote unquote, made inappropriate sexual advances, unquote. I'm 63 years old, Cuomo said. I've lived my entire life, adult life, in public view. This is just not who I am, and that's not who I ever have been, according to him. The report noted that when speaking with investigators, Cuomo generally denied touching anyone inappropriately. Inappropriately, define that. When we met with investigators, but, quote, he admitted that he may have kissed certain staff members on the lips. That's an issue. Right? Isn't it? So he was talking about that. I was listening to a clip of him earlier today. And again, this is, you know what? Let's practice what we preach. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to intercede on behalf of Andy Cuomo. I have no reason to believe he's actually a born-again Christian. He's a follower of yours. He's mocked you before openly and mocked prayer. And Lord, I just pray for his soul. I just pray that all this stuff, if he ends up in a jail cell or whatever, will drive him to his knees, will break him of his pride. And he'll confess and repent and turn his life over to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I mean that, by the way, in case you think I'm just playing Christian here. So then I heard him on this quote earlier today. He's like, yeah, I hug people. I kiss people on the cheek. Sometimes I kiss them on the forehead. Sometimes I kiss them on the hand. Well, that's a lot of kissing. And when you're the governor of one of the most popular states in the country, that should probably be a problem, except if you've just kind of lived your life, quote unquote, above the law, or just in a situation, a political situation where you can, for the most part, get away with whatever you want, well, then that's what happens with the human heart. It gets hardened. And a bunch of people calling for him to resign. We'll see what happens. Plus de Blasio when we come back. New York, New York, New York, New York, those little town blues. Lots of crazy things going on over there. We're going to keep working our way through the New York news, which before we say, it's New York. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, by the way. If you want to join us right here in the studio, just go to the Steve Noble Show, N-O-B-L-E, show page on Facebook or YouTube Live. You can get the podcast pretty much wherever you get your podcasts normally. You can listen online. You can go to the website, all that kind of stuff, thestevenobleshow.com. But today, working our way. Now, we say, that's New York. That's California. Now, that's New York. Oh, that's just New York. No, that's just California. No, that's just North Carolina. Because we've gotten a bunch of California has come to North Carolina, where I'm at. And New York's come to North Carolina, where I'm at. So North Carolina has gone from a red state to a purple state and eventually probably a blue state, short of the Lord doing something interesting here in the country politically, which would only come as a result of him doing something spiritually. Okay, so just get your mind around that. Get your mind, your spirit around that. Cuomo sexual harassment report. Flood of Democrats, Republicans call for New York governor to leave office. And this is fluid. I mean, this is going to move fast. But here's the problem. In our news cycle, the news cycle is so ravenous. It's so ravenous. That stuff just disappears fast. So here's Twitter. Now, again, I'm bringing up Twitter because it's funny. Remember, what percentage of American adults actually do anything on Twitter ever? It's 20%. Okay, nowhere near like Facebook. 20%. And what percent of Twitter users generate most of the content? 8%. And that 8% of Twitter users Where do they lean ideologically, politically? Well, they're plus 43 or plus 47 Democrat. So that's Twitter. So here's what's trending today. Right now on Twitter, we've got Andrew Cuomo, who the New York Attorney General has come out and said, yep, he's violated the law. They haven't charged him yet. We'll see what happens there. And then you've got New York City requiring vaccine and came up with a vaccine passport. Otherwise, you can't go to a movie, a restaurant, a bar, a show. And that list will grow. So you got that stuff going on. Then you have the officer, unfortunately, sadly, that died, I think, in a knife attack outside the Pentagon today at like a metro stop. But here's what's trending on Twitter. Number one, the NBA. Carmelo Anthony. Whatever. Number two, trending, Cuomo. Number three, NBA, DeMar. Number four, Rushers Worldwide. What is that? Number five, Frontier Airlines, because somebody probably had a fight. Number six, Ultimate Summit 3, Smash Ultimate Summit 3 tournament. This is Twitter. Number seven, trending, Cash App for Hotties. Number eight, Gates. Number nine, GMM Ready Pet Go, whatever that is, Rhett and Link. And number 10, Drummond, another basketball story. Number 11, Pentagon. Oh, there you go. An officer is killed, and it's number 11 trending on Twitter. The Pentagon officer who was stabbed on Tuesday during a burst of violence at the Pentagon Transit Center has died. The suspect in the incident was shot by law enforcement and died at the scene, officials said during a press conference. There are no other suspects at this time. And that's what? Number 11 on Twitter. God help us. Please, and I'm serious. God help us. So everybody now collapsing down on top of Andy Cuomo. So you've got every member, two U.S. senators and every member of the House represented in New York have all called for him to step down from the right, from the middle, from the left. Schumer, Gillibrand, all of them. They're all just abandoning him. And we'll see what he does. It'll be interesting to see if Chris Cuomo, his brother on CNN, says anything. But you go, that's just New York. No, New York is very similar to the rest of the country in so much as New York is made up of individuals, human beings, yes, made in the image of God, but yes, also capable of remarkably messed up stuff because of our sin nature. All sin and fallen short of the glory of God, there's none righteous, no, not one, right? Nobody. New York City will require vaccines for entry to restaurants and gyms, as well as bars and shows, okay? This just broke earlier today. New York City will require proof of vaccination. How do they do that? Well, stand by. We'll get to it. To enter all restaurants, fitness centers, and indoor entertainment venues, Mayor de Blasio announced on Tuesday. Quote, if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you can hear the sadness in his voice, right? Unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things, he said. If you want to participate in our society fully, our society, you've got to get vaccinated. The policy will take effect over the next few weeks. The city's move comes as businesses across corporate America begin rolling out vaccine requirements for employees and in some cases for customers and clients to show their proof of vaccination. Vaccine passports, Mr. President, what about that? No, federal government will never do that. No. And that's because state governments and city governments and individual businesses will do that for them. Corporatism in bed with big tech and the Biden administration. Bada bing, bada boom. It's not that complicated. It's like making scrambled eggs. That's easy, right? Really remarkable. And New York isn't alone in its vaccine push. Countries in Europe have rolled out various incentives, including cash payments and free football stadium tours. On Monday, France's parliament passed a law that requires a health pass showing proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test. The city will begin enforcing the program in New York City on September 13th, the mayor said. In New York City, about 55% of residents are fully vaccinated. Yada, 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 yada. The policy will require significant changes for how restaurants are operating in the city. Yeah, because what are they going to do, right? How are they going to enforce this? Because just like a college student who goes off to school and there's a decent chance they're going to get a fake ID, I've already looked it up online. You can print off your own vaccine ID card, which is just bogus, right? So, but they actually, I didn't see it in this story. There was another story where they actually already have a digital vaccine passport. And I can't remember what they call it, New York Pasta, whatever. So they're doing that. So you're going to have the vaccine passport. A negative test won't get you in. Anybody's won't get you in. You have to have the government-issued vaccine passport, digital, and show them that in order to get in. So that's New York. And when New Yorkers, for the most part, just comply, then that's going to embolden other cities and other governors. And on and on and on and on and on it might go. So my question for you for the second half of the show is, with vaccine passports and mandatory masks and all that stuff, what are you going to do now? Because I know if you're vaccinated and they're telling you you got to wear a mask inside, does that upset you? Are you to the point now where you were willing to comply before, but now you're not? And are you willing to stop going to restaurants if it comes to that? You can't go to Target. You can't go to Publix. You can't go to Chipotle. You can't go to McDonald's. You can't go to Home Depot. Could it get there? Sure it could. You're dealing with the spirit of the age, bureaucracy, lies, power, control, abuse, all that stuff. And so here's our challenge, I think, is for most of us evangelical Christians, where we've been fascinated by end times theology and eschatology for years, we just never really considered that we would get close to experiencing much of that. Doesn't it all sound kind of science fiction-y? Not anymore. None of that stuff sounds science fiction-y anymore. At least it doesn't to me. Oh, by the way, de Blasio called for Governor Cuomo to resign or face impeachment as well. Is that the pot calling the kettle black? I don't know what that is. But my question for you is, as if these vaccine passports keep coming, because I know people that are dealing, and by the way, next Thursday, going to have an attorney on, Tony Biller, who's been on before, brilliant guy, loves the Lord. And we're going to be talking about, what legal recourse do you have to push back? And you're going to have to start suing. We're going to have lawsuits all over the place. What are you willing to do if they start requiring a vaccine passport for you to go into most normal places of business or schools or whatever? What are you going to do? 866-348-7884. Please call. I'd love to hear how you're thinking through this. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Okay, for all of you that are unvaccinated, so you try to, you go to Home Depot and they ask you for your official North Carolina state vaccination proof. Or you're in New York, and New York is actually doing this starting, I think, the end of this month, beginning of September, to go to a show, to go to a restaurant, to go to a bar, to go to a movie theater. You're going to have proof of vaccination. And you're like, well, I can just print off a card, or I have a card. No. They actually are going to have a digital one. So it'll be on your phone. They control it, so you can't fake them out, right? So this is going from where we're at now in a lot of places. Have you seen this, by the way? Where it says, we would like to ask you that if you're not vaccinated, to wear a mask. Please be considerate. If you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. We're on the honor system, okay? And the honor system on planet Earth with fallen human beings is pretty much like a yellow light. It's a suggestion. For some people, they slow down fast. For other people, they go faster. So that's what it is, a suggestion, a yellow light. But all of a sudden, like in New York, no, if you want to go into a restaurant, you want to go to Chick-fil-A, you want to go in and have a nice pizza, you want to have a pizza, you want to go to a movie, you want to go to a bar, you're actually going to have the New York City digital vaccine passport. Otherwise, no shoes, no shirt, no vaccine, no service. You're out. So what do you do? What are you going to do? If New York City goes to New York State, goes to LA County, goes to California, goes around the country, if it comes to you, if it comes here in North Carolina, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle that? At that point, would you just say, okay, fine. I'm not comfortable with the vaccine. I'm concerned about the vaccine, but I'm going to get it because I'm not going to stop the rest of my life for my chance of dying from COVID. Okay? Which, by the way, on Facebook Live, I shared that COVID risk tool that Johns Hopkins put out with the University of Maryland research team. And I'll go through my results here in a second. But I am curious for you guys out there, what would you do if all of a sudden you got to have a vaccine passport, digital one? Sounds a little creepy, doesn't it? But it's happening in New York City. To go into most places indoors, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle that? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, your employer, a school, whatever the situation. How are you going to handle that if you're unvaccinated? That's what I'm curious from you. How would you deal with that? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Nancy, who's kind enough to call in. Nancy, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
North Carolina is one of the, should I say, lucky ones that actually have a religious exemption for taking that, and that's what I'm going to try for. Because really, you start to wonder, is this what they say in Revelation for, you know, like the mark of the beast kind of thing? But because it does say, you know, you're not going to be able to work, you're not going to be able to buy stuff and everything. So I'm trying for that. But I do know there's at least 5 states that don't have that option. Like New York is one, Maine is another. I can't remember the other ones. But I don't know what's going to happen with that, you know?
Yeah, and some states like Florida and Texas and a couple others have already passed laws, a state law that said there will be no vaccine passports allowed in this state. So there are some states that take preemptive action.
Yeah, I think you're right. They are going to need to have some lawsuits. But I'm going to try for the religious exemption. And if that is the case where I can't go out and stuff like that, so be it. You know, unfortunately, that's going to be where, you know, other people who are in our church or community will help those people who can't get out and do stuff.
Yeah. Do you need, Nancy, do you need an exemption for a work situation or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gee. That's frightening, isn't it?
You know, I've got to decide that if that ever changes, I have to just trust the Lord to say, hey, I'm supposed to stand up for you, and if I lose my job over it, I do. But we'll just see how it goes.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. And God still rules the universe with his feet up, and we all need to remember that. And next Thursday, by the way, I'll have a great attorney, Tony Biller, is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about all the legal ramifications of trying to force people to get vaccinated in order to keep their job or go to school. So.
Definitely
that'll be next Thursday.
Have to listen to that one.
Yeah, it should be helpful. Nancy, thanks so much for calling. God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 866-348-7884 if you want to chime in today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What if you need a vaccine passport just to run around and do stuff? Now, to Nancy's point, this isn't the mark of the beast. This isn't separating Christians from non-Christians, because there's plenty of Christians that are getting vaccinated and plenty of them that are not. But it is a great example of what that's going to look like. And it's also a great example of how difficult it's not going to be. Because unfortunately, I think the vast majority of the world are not saved. They're not operating through the power of the Holy Spirit. No spiritual discernment. And most people, aside from that, are just fearful. And there's the spiritual component to that as well, of course. And so they're easily led astray. So to Satan, I would say, you know, for the Antichrist thing coming back and doing all the things that the Bible says you're going to do, I'm not that impressed. Not anymore. Not based on the way we're handling this. Let's go to Bill, who's calling in from Charlotte. Bill, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, man. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, number one, who would want to go to New York City in the first place? And number two, ain't no way I would put that poison in my body. Don't I have a greater chance of dying, getting struck by lightning, than I do dying of COVID?
Depending on your age, yes, that can be true. I mean, if you look at, I've got this one right in front of me.
Yeah.
How old are you? Oh, yeah, under 70. I mean, I use this, and I just put this link up on Facebook. So Johns Hopkins and the University of Maryland Research Center came up with this COVID-19 risk assessment. So you put in your age, you put in your height and your weight, and then it asks you a bunch of questions about your general health. I'm 6'1". I weigh about 175 pounds. I'm in really excellent health. I don't have any major issues. So my chance of dying from COVID with those factors is 0.8% chance of death. I have a 16% chance of dying of heart disease. I have a 14% chance of dying from cancer. I have a 4.1% chance of dying from all preventable things. I have a 0.9% chance of dying from a car crash and a 0.94% chance of dying from a fall. And so COVID's even slightly less than those. I haven't stopped driving, and I am not afraid to get on a stepladder or walk on something that's got some height to it. And I, you know, have I changed my life for heart disease or for cancer? But my chance of dying from COVID is less than 1%. And then you have a 99.5%+ chance of surviving it if you do get it. So, yeah, that's a great question. I think that's a really good question. You said, really, am I going to lose my mind over that? That's a good question, Bill. So what if they say you got to have a vaccine passport to start going to different places? What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't go. And to be honest with you, I got a dude whose son's a pharmacist, and he gave me a couple of blank. So that's not being honest, though, if I'm breaking a commandment here.
No, yeah, but the fact is that that's going to be out there. The only way they can get around that, for the most part, is if they actually have a state-issued or a federal vaccine passport tied into the healthcare system so they know who's been vaccinated, who isn't. Other than that, if all they're looking for is a little card, it's going to be like going to a big college campus, and when an 18-year-old hands you a fake ID and they're 21, how often do people actually go, oh, no, I got to stop and check everything here? That, I mean, it would be fraught with fraud. It would be ridiculous.
Yeah,
but that's where we're at.
The whole thing's insane. So I let a guy stay with me Thanksgiving last year. And my mom, she's old. She's like, well, I'm not coming to Thanksgiving if Max is going to be there. So I took him to my ex-wife's. And he leaves Friday. After Thanksgiving, texts me Monday, I got COVID. So my youngest son, he's got a lot of health issues. He's had a lot of surgeries, respiratory issues. So he's sick. He tests positive. My ex, he's all beat up for like 2 weeks, you know. So she's probably got it. And me, I had a really bad headache one day. But, I mean, Max had it. He stayed with me. We spent a little time over there. So did I go get tested to feed the liberal narrative? Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Did I think I had it? Probably. Big deal, man.
I think, and those are great points, Bill, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing that today. And there were some numbers late last year where they were talking about, based on some studies in California and elsewhere, that they were thinking that the number of people that probably had gotten COVID and got over it was off by factors of 10 to 80. 10 to 80, off by factors of 10 to 80, which is what happened in India, where it ravaged the country for a couple of months. Recently, that's the Delta variant. And then last Tuesday, a week ago, they released a nationwide study, a blood study nationwide, and said that 2/3 of people in India have antibodies. So they got it. They got sick or were asymptomatic, and then they got over it, and then they had antibodies. So the whole thing's nutty, but the question remains, if you have to have a vaccine passport to get into places, what will you do? Because just 2 months ago, we were, it's not going to happen. Individual businesses, okay, fine. No shoes, no shirt, no service, right? I don't have a problem with a business doing that. No shoes, no shirt, no service. But when you get into people's personal medical history, now you're violating the law. So you're going to have people that simply do not comply, and a growing number of people that do that. And we're going to have a lot of lawsuits. Going to have a lot of lawsuits. And if you've had it, got over it, and now have antibodies, they don't care. They need to be able to control you, I guess. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. If you still want to chime in, let's keep it to the vaccine passport like they're doing in New York City. Officially, by the city's doing it. It's a digital passport because they're going to have records of that because they work with all the distributors of the vaccines. And so they know who's gotten it. And then they'll tie that into their database. And then they'll be able to say, okay, you got the COVID. You got the vaccine passport. It's New York something. I can't remember what they call it. And that'll be on your phone. And then, or you'll get a government issued ID. Wait a second. So we're going to be all about some IDs to be able to go in and watch a movie, but we're not about IDs when it comes to voting. Do you see it? You should see this, right? You see this. I'm hoping you see that. I'm hoping you see all that. So it's crazy. So, but what would you do? All of a sudden, let's say that state of North Carolina, they decide we're going to do a vaccine passport because too many people are going to die. Because, you know, if you're, for example, if you're a college student or under, let's say all of our students, so 1 to 22 years of age, there's been about 1,089 deaths in 0 to 22 years of age. That's out of 91 million. So you have a 0.000012 chance of death if you're 1 to 22. That's 1 in 83,562 chance of death. For students, okay? College, high school, and below. There's that. So, but who cares? Who cares that the odds are, so if you're 22 or under, your odds of dying from COVID are far less than the above. a car crash, a gun assault, a pedestrian incident, a motorcycle accident, drowning, fire or smoke inhalation, sunstroke, and even a cataclysmic storm. Because you have a 1 in 83,000 chance, if you're 22 and under, of dying from COVID. But you have a 1 in 8,248 chance of dying from sunstroke. So do we now say don't go out in the sun for extended periods of time if you're under 22 because you have a 1 in 8,248 chance of dying from sunstroke? Of course not. It's ridiculous, right? We don't do that. But what are you going to do if all of a sudden they say you got to have a vaccine passport to go to this restaurant, this store, this movie theater, or to go see this show? What are you going to do? I mean, what would you do with that? How would you react? Sue? Don't comply? 866-348-7884. And I keep opening up the phones because we need to keep talking about this. Because these things are moving rapidly and coming to us rapidly. Ian, why the feds, the FDA, hasn't given full approval to these experimental vaccines yet is interesting. I thought that would be done by sometime this summer, but now we're into early August. And that's still not done. That's strange. There's a lot of moving parts here. We talked to Steve Dace in the second half of the show yesterday. I said, okay, so what's driving all this stuff? The mask stuff, the vaccine stuff, what's going on with the Wuhan lab, and nobody wants to tell the truth, and they're backtracking, and blah, 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 blah. And there's not, it's a perfect storm. There's so many different elements here. You can't nail it down to one thing. And that's the challenge for all of us. So we need to pray. We need to ask for discernment. We need to ask for wisdom. We need to encourage one another. And if you're making the decision based on your situation that you have gotten the vaccination or you're going to get the vaccination, you're not going to get any grief from me. Now, if we find out in 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 years that there are long-term downsides to the vaccination, I'm not going to gloat. I'm not going to say, well, I tried to tell you, because that would be unloving. I would just pray. And be kind to people. Say, I'm really sorry. How can I pray for you? How can I help you? So, but in some states, this is where it's going to get interesting. In some states, like Texas, I think Florida definitely did this. They came out and said, now, I think in Florida, it was just executive action by DeSantis. So will that hold up? That stuff has to be tested. But they came out and said, no vaccine passports in any way, shape, or form here in New York. Okay, great. And you're going to need that. That's federalism, what we used to call federalism, which was the states saying to the federal government, thanks, but no thanks. Because the states originally were supposed to be pretty independent, and the federal government small and restrained. Now the federal government pretty much whips the states around by controlling money, because for most states, federal money to the state is their second or third biggest source of income. So there's all kinds of control there, right? There's all kinds of strings attached. So we'll see how this goes. But that's why we need to continue to kind of talk about it and work out some scenarios. And all of a sudden, because like one of the callers said earlier, why would anybody go to New York? Well, I would. I'm going to. Well, why would you go to New York, Steve? You don't have to. Well, I don't have to, but I would like to go see my daughter who lives there now in Manhattan. Okay? But what will I do when I go there? Apparently, I'll be eating at her place. We're gonna make food, and I'm might be up there on September 10th and September 11th doing a live broadcast that day near Ground Zero on September 10th with Joel Rosenberg and Ann Graham Watson and a few other people that are there. And so we'll find out. But if I go up there and they're like, "Well, you can't go to the grocery store, you can't go to the blah 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 blah," okay, fine. Well, I won't. I'll go do what I need to do at the church and where they're doing this event, and hopefully there's not going to be a vaccine passport there. And then I won't go out for a meal with my daughter. We'll eat at her apartment. And you just work around it. But what would you be willing to do? What would you be willing to forsake? How far would you be willing to go? If they said, nope, no shoes, no shirt, no vaccine passport, no service. Let's go to Billy. He's calling in from Durham. Billy, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So the big thing I want to talk about with you is like just got home from work, and my workplace just now did the mandatory mask thing again. They relaxed it because enough people have gotten their vaccine, and yeah. the everything was down enough. Well, now they've reinstated it just today, and you know, and it brings up the question, like you said, when's the next step? When are they going to bring up the vaccine? And, you know, I'm in North Carolina, so I'm wondering exactly, I think what you've been asking is, what do I do to fight back this? Because I want to, but I'm not sure how to legally. And I'm, you said earlier that you're bringing on an attorney.
Yeah, next Thursday.
To talk about this. Yeah, so that's going to be really exciting because I want to know. I think one of the big things that I talk to a lot of other people that I know is they don't know either what to do.
Right.
I think that's a huge thing, especially for us Christians who I think are tired for decades of sitting down and kind of hoping that Republicans do what we want, right?
Right, yes. You're exactly right.
I think people are ready to kind of stand up.
Well, there's two different issues here. So on the mask thing, I mean, this was, I don't know, maybe last April or May, between my wife and our daughter and myself, they were the first ones to say, you know what, I'm walking around mad every day about the mask thing, and it's like I'm selling my joy down the river, and I don't want to feel like this, so I don't want to wear the mask, but I am going to wear the mask to go into the stores and da-da-da-da-da because I'm just tired of being upset all the time. And I could understand that, and I agreed with them. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I would be the guy that my hand is on the mask as soon, and I'm watching for when my toe clears the door, leaving the Home Depot, so I can rip my mask off and mutter things under my breath. So for you, if it's a job that you absolutely have to have, and if somebody goes, okay, fine, I'll put on the mask, I'm not going to beat anybody up over the mask issue. The vaccine is totally different because you're not injecting that mask into your body. You are injecting an experimental vaccine product into your body. And now that's a much bigger decision. And so, number one, conscience there. You got to deal with that. Number two, you're a steward of your own body. And number three, to your question, and I think the big question, which I'm glad Tony Biller is going to be on the show. This is a week from Thursday, so next week, is what can I do legally? Paul knew his rights as a Roman citizen, and he took advantage of them. We need to know our rights as U.S. citizens, and we need to take advantage of them. And sometimes those rights are just non-compliance. I mean, I can make that case as a Christian, not all the time, but certainly when the higher law is being violated by a manly law or a lower law, then I can violate that. I'm fine. My conscience is fine doing that. You try to force me to do an abortion on somebody. If I were a doctor, I'd say no. And I'd go ahead and violate your dictate because it violates the higher law of God. In this case, we have to talk about, and I'm so glad you called in, Billy, and say, okay, what can I do legally? Certainly we should pray. We should remain a good witness while we engage in
Absolutely.
This battle. But we got to find out what our options are, and we got to be willing to fight and stand up because you're a steward of your body. You're not a steward of my health, Billy. You're a steward of your own. And so you have a right to take care of yourself. And sometimes that's no thank you to this vaccine if that's the position you take. But yeah, I mean, is this a job you have to have?
Yes, it is actually. And in fact, I just graduated college and just got married like 2 months ago.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's a super exciting time of life, but I do need this to support my wife. And without it, we would be jobless at the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is very, very crucial and very needed for us. And so far, I mean, I won't name the company, but they are fairly liberal leaning.
Yeah.
And I think they would definitely side on the mandatory vaccine sometime in the future. They're based in New York also.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. There's that.
Yep. And I mean, it's one of those things that I think this issue specifically will separate those who really do care about standing up in this country and those who are going to just bow to the government.
Right. Well,
it's
just acquiesce.
Become that simple.
Yep. And it's a lot of people are saying this on Facebook Live, talking about the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast. I don't think any of that's happening right now, but it sure is a good dry run.
Right.
And the question is, will you acquiesce, especially when you're responsible for your body, your health, and in your case, your job at supporting your new wife? And so we got to find out what are our options and be willing to stand up against it. And we have to be willing to band together to do that. So, Billy, make sure you listen next week. I'm going to keep getting more information. And God bless you and congratulations. And we're all in this together, so let's keep encouraging one another. Thanks so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for what you do, Steve.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. That was awesome. What a great guy. Praise the Lord. For his marriage and graduating college. That's awesome, Billy. Stand strong, brother. We're all in this together. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.